Masculinity is often associated with strength. Men are thought of as protectors and providers, but gun violence is disproportionately directed at and perpetrated by men. As Jonathan Levinson reports for Guns in America, when men fail to live up to expectations, the result can be harmful behavior, what's called toxic masculinity.
So if we get in on the left-hand side, we'll sit in the tree line, and we can just zap them from there.
Alex Bates and Andrew Pullman are both kneeling in a tree line. They're decked out in tactical chest rigs to hold rifle magazines, Ops Corps helmets, and Harris radios. This is the actual gear soldiers use in combat. Pullman and the rest of the Phantom Fury Airsoft team look almost identical. But we're at Action Acres Airsoft in Canby, Oregon, just outside of Portland. Airsoft is a simulated war game using rifles that shoot small pellets. Miriam Abelson is an assistant professor of women, gender, and sexuality studies at Portland State University. She says if society thinks of the masculine ideal as a rugged breadwinner and protector, then failing to live up to those standards can make someone feel less manly.
And they can also feel like they have to do things to make up for that, right? To achieve that ideal or what that expectation of masculinity is.
So after an economic downturn makes breadwinning more difficult, beards might become popular as a way to shore up rugged masculinity. Or men might try to beef up their protector role to compensate. And guns are a logical way to do that.
You can think about, like, what do they represent in the U.S., right? Independence, they represent protection and the capacity for violence.
Or men might play war games on the weekend.
And I wonder how something like airsoft can be an outlet for that that is a little bit more socially approved.
The insecurity of not living up to society's expectations can present in harmful ways. Things like domestic violence, bar fights, road rage, homophobia, even workplace dynamics like whose ideas are being listened to in a meeting, they can all be negative manifestations of masculinity. Of the roughly 20 players at Action Acres Airsoft today, one is a woman. That makes sense to Pullman. He says war is a male activity. Women in combat?
I'm just like, no. You know, it's been the dawn of what males do since the beginning of time. It's our white male rage inside of us, you know?
His view of gender roles may sound brash, but it reflects society's traditional view of men as the protectors, the warriors.
I definitely think there is something about violence that attracts males.
Men are disproportionately impacted by our own behavior. Between 1980 and 2008, 90% of homicide convictions were men. In that same time period, men made up almost 80% of homicide victims. And this isn't all a product of a bad economy. Society, that's men and women, has set unattainable expectations for men. Professor Abelson says even where men are able to fulfill the breadwinner role, a corporate job could still leave huge voids.
We can think about the ways that certainly doesn't line up with like any kind of warrior ideal.
So is simulated combat or buying a gun an example of toxic masculinity? Maybe that's not the best way to think about it.
It might be more important to look at, in particular situations, in particular places, what are men or what are people actually doing?
Playing airsoft as a way to get outside and spend time with friends is different than using it to prove yourself as a warrior, as all that is man. Going to the gun range on the weekends is different from brandishing a handgun in order to assert dominance. Scott Luciano's 33. He and his wife live in Portland, Oregon. Lately, he's been thinking about buying a gun for home security. But he doesn't really see himself as the protector. He says his wife is fully capable of getting herself out of a dangerous situation. A gun would just be one way to help her do that.
But same with me, you know, I think of it as if a meth head had broke into the house, am I stronger than him? Probably not. I would also like to have that leg up. I don't have like a macho, oh, if I'm here, everything's safe idea in my head.
Luciano thinks a lot of typical gender roles just make life harder for everyone.
You don't have to be this concept of like your grandfather, this man that went to work and probably worked with steel all day and, you know, huffed black smoke all day, you know.
If it's easier for her to pay the bills and for him to clean the house, he says that's great. Those aren't things that define his manliness.
For me, it's the gender that I, you know, identify with, that I was born into and that I feel comfortable with.
Maybe, he says, defining your masculinity is just about learning to be comfortable with who you are, which isn't uniquely masculine at all. For Guns in America, I'm Jonathan Levinson.